Good morning. This is AMRVA for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2017, from the RVA Sports Network. It's official. VCU will announce the hiring of former assistant Mike Rhodes, who spent the last few seasons coaching at Rice University in Houston, as their new men's basketball coach at a press conference open to the public at 11:30 this morning at the Siegel Center. You're invited. Rhodes was also at one time head coach at Randolph-Macon College in Ashland. The season is done for the University of Richmond. A game effort on Tuesday night, but falling at TCU 86-68 in the NIT quarterfinal. Big night for TJ Klein. The senior goes out ninth all-time in points scored, sixth in field goals, seventh in assists in Spider history. Chantre Jones finishes his career 10th in points, 5th in three-pointers, and 8th in assists. Congratulations to Virginia Union. Their women's basketball team is back in the Division II Final Four for the first time in over 30 years, defeating Columbus State of Georgia 78-73 Tuesday in the national quarterfinals. Next for the Panthers, Cal Baptist in the national semis tonight, 6 p.m. The game is televised on CBS Sports Network. With a victory, the Panthers will play for a national championship Friday night, 7 p.m. Tuesday night high school sports headlines. No-hitter Kenny Jackson of Glen Allen pitches the gem, and Glen Allen defeats Douglas Freeman at a top 10 baseball battle 2-0. Jaguars win 2 in 2 days. Douglas Freeman loses their first of the year. Number 7, Manchester, upset by Thomas Dale, 7-2. Number 8, Prince George, all over Verina, 16-1. In softball, number 1, Atlee, gets another 17-strikeout performance from Peyton St. George, her second in 24 hours, as they knock off Mills Godwin 3-1. Number 2, Lee Davis, wins their opener against Hermitage, looking now to Thursday night's game hosting number 4, Glen Allen, which is our game of the week, live on the RVA Sports Network on our YouTube channel Thursday at 6 p.m. The Jaguars get a win Tuesday night at home, 10-0 over Douglas Freeman. Number 3, Patrick Henry to 2-0, defeating Highland Springs. Number 7, Prince George, now 3-0 after beating Verina. And number 8, Clover Hill, gets the win over number 10, Cosby. One upset of note, J.R. Tucker knocks off number 9, Dinwiddie. More big action, this time boys soccer at Glen Allen, where Douglas Freeman scores in stoppage time to force overtime, but Glen Allen responds in the first 5-minute extra session, getting the 2-1 victory. Mills Godwin knocks off Meadowbrook 6-0. Lee Davis defeats Hermitage 4-1. RVA Sports Network live tonight at Deep Run High School for several matchups. Patrick Henry comes in to face the Wildcats in baseball and in softball. Both games begin at 6 p.m. Atlee comes in for a big boys lacrosse match. That begins at 7:30. Other action of note tonight in softball, J.R. Tucker home to Caroline. Can they keep their early winning ways going? Douglas Freeman must face their second top 10 team in 24 hours when they go to Powhatan. And J.R. Tucker and Patrick Henry collide in soccer. The boys in Ashland, the girls on Parham Road, both at 7:30. In tennis, Clover Hill and Monacan make up matches that were missed last week due to the weather. Monacan at Clover Hill at 3 p.m. in girls action. The boys at Monacan also 3 p.m. Lacrosse tonight, Monacan at Clover Hill in girls action at 5:30. Thomas Dale at James River also 5:30. Manchester at Cosby begins at 7 p.m. Weather today, maybe a lingering shower early in the morning, otherwise becoming sunny, a bit breezy, and not much change in temperature. Look for a high at 51. Stay on our Twitter network all day long for the latest news and breaking updates. This has been AMRVA for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2017. For the RVA Sports Network, have a great day. I'm Rob Whitlam.